Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone.
On today's AP Rallo Leadership Preparation Call for Singapore on Monday the 10th of November at 0500 UTC, we have Cheryl Langdonore, Maureen Hilliard, Holly Raich, Alan Greenberg, Siranush Vardanyan, Pavan Budrani, Aliel Michel. From staff we have Sylvia Vivanco, Ariel Young, Heidi Ulrich, Kelvin Wong, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could just remind everyone to please state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Siranush.
Thank you, Gisela. This is Siranush. Okay, so welcome, everyone. I'm sorry sometimes there will be much noise from my side because I'm at the working place now. Singapore, this is the place which we usually call Asia-Pacific, and we have to get ready for the meeting there. And one of the important stuff for us is AP Rallo Showcase. So there were a couple of discussions through mailing list what we are going to do or what quite possible we may have. And I have sent you the preliminary agenda earlier last week. Is there anyone who would like to comment on the agenda, or we can go through the stuff there to find out what we want under each item?
Everybody can wait for me.
I think Maureen and her email was really, really useful because it was kind of what did we do in Singapore. Not that we're going to duplicate it, we're not, but some of the ideas were there. I think on the list we've already had some really good suggestions in terms of the I've forgotten the name, but the stuff we had the
digital Bharat performance, you mean?
Yeah, and I think I suggested a tea ceremony, which really is Japanese, not Chinese. But we had a if you remember on the last day in Singapore, we had a terrific presentation about teas, which were just for us. I'm just wondering if that is also something that could be seen as distinctly Asian. And also, looking at Ali, I was wondering if there's any possibility of something. We've not had anything Middle Eastern, even though they're part of us. Thank you.
Sharon?
Thank you. I'm going to be a heretic.
Uh-oh, what a change.
Just thought I'd start off like this, right? I think that I'm coming down on the side of, particularly since we've had this a little bit short space between our excellent and all-encompassing and wide-ranging focus on our then ALS as the last time we went to Singapore, I'm going to suggest that we think about turning it on its head somewhat and focus far more on the opportunities for networking as opposed to specifically showcasing as such. But I've got a little rider in there. So if you think back to the great joy and success of the fair of opportunities when we had all of our RALOs with all of their ALSs working in London, I'm sure you all remember how alive the room was, even though we didn't have this far more formal structure of sitting down, presentings, etc., etc. And I'm going to suggest that whilst we don't just do networking, you know, here's a drink, here's a sandwich, and talk to each other. I think we need to do some things. I'm going to try and encourage you to go far more in that direction than in the more traditional showcases that have been done over the last few years. However, we have our Celebrating Diversity business cards. We have that as a very good theme to build upon. And I wondered about doing something a little bit classier, but nevertheless a little bit more like a poster display from the various countries that our at-large structures come from. And so here I was thinking about putting up projecting, I don't care, it could be both, images rather than being sort of specific to the at-large structures, although the at-large structures could certainly feature. And I wondered, because of the time of year it is a change of season, there are a plethora of traditional and modern cultural and religious events that happen at this time of year, why we don't build on the diversity theme and ask each of our ALSs to contribute images and a couple of maybe no more than, you know, 30 or 40 words about up to three or four things that are meaningful, something modern, something traditional, something whatever, it doesn't really matter. And we could almost have those as a sort of a collector set of cards where you've got the image of it on one side and what it is on the other, and people can collect those cards as they wander around talking to each other, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, that's my somewhat heretical approach. We still, of course, need budget, we still need food, we still need sponsors, we still need all those sorts of things, but I think if we don't get something specifically from the ALSs, we would find it easy enough to create part of that set of cards, for the want of a better take-home messages. Anyway, that's my heretical idea.
Thanks, Jeff. I think it is really a good idea to have this poster display. My concern was that my concern initially is that not every ALS will be present there, so not all of them will get funding, as far as I understand. And I asked staff to send an email who will be there. However, I don't think that ALSs will be funded to come there, except those who get fellowship. I know a couple of people get fellowship. Just a clarification, Cheryl, do you think we can have different tables, like an expo for each or maybe joint ALSs from the same region?
Cheryl, for the record, I would tend to go more sub-regionally. You could have, you know, the Polynesian space, the Central Asian space, the West Asian space, the East Asian space, the Australia and New Zealand. You know, there's ways of carving
okay.
it up, but I would rather it bundled, because then people can sort of, you know, come with a drink, pick up something to eat, either cheese or bicky or whatever, and collect some of the little informational bits from each of the areas.
Okay. Then we can have this four or five so-called sub-regional tables representing each of them, and we can ask the representatives from those countries to come or to bring something to show up. Ali, please.
Yep. Thank you, Sirenush. This is Ali Al-Mishal for the record. Just commenting on Holly, actually she was just reading my mind. I was thinking, since we started the discussions about the showcase there, if we go back to the showcase, not the deduction that or the approach Cheryl is suggesting, I have seen a lot of interest in the tea ceremony, so I thought, why not to have the Arabic coffee ceremony? But then Actually, the Arabic coffee is very unique and very tasty. Differences. Yeah, but then I thought, who will be doing that? Because it needs to be, let's say, I mean, prepared there. I need somebody to have the, let's say, the Middle East or the Gulf dress there. Unless somebody will volunteer to wear that one and prepare it for. Actually, that will be good, but we need some logistics arrangement for that. On the other side, if we are just thinking again on the point of the showcase, but with different way of doing it, I thought again about the disabled people. Why we don't just get some of these talented disabled people to showcase something? There are a lot of talented disabled people who are the artists, in different areas that we can get them from Singapore to be part of the showcase. Thank you.
Ooh, I'm uncomfortable with that, Ali. Why don't we bring out the women, the children, the lesbians, the homosexuals, all the other subgroups? Not just the cripples.
I think we can go deeper.
I'm all for diversity. I'm just saying, if you're going to do it right.
You are right.
I like the idea of a tea ceremony or Arabic coffee ceremony, but my concern is the same like Cheryl mentioned in the Adobe chat, the size of audience. So when there was a tea ceremony, we were only at the Alak people and some of us there. So it was not a big number of people. And we usually know that for our showcases, a lot of people are coming there. So my concern to have some ceremony there will be only that. Otherwise, I'm very much fond of this tea ceremony. Maureen?
Hi, everyone. Maureen for the record. Yeah, just going back, a few conversations back to what Cheryl mentioned about, you know, sub-regional spaces, and that, for example, with for us in the Pacific, you know, I could very well, if there, I mean, it depends on how many ALS has come. But, I mean, it would be easy, if we do it sub-regionally, to coordinate other ALSs who may not be able to come, who might be able to send things along for our display. But I do like the fact that even though we might have a special showcase event, you know, like sort of like act or whatever, that it'd be really nice actually for people to enter into our environment that has these posters up, that has information up about what we, you know, about what is special about our different cultures, so that they're actually sort of like sitting within that environment, and then other things come out of it. But my two cents was. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. We can have the main screenshot showing our ALSs, and we can have four or five tables there with different sub-regions. I am aware that from this region I am the only one who is coming, so that will be really difficult, and there may be some regions which will be no any representative there, so we should find out to deal with that if not many people are there. So when we show the in the projector, everyone can see, everyone can know each other. But if there are specific tables and no one from that region is there, that may be challenging. Maureen, do you want to say something again? Your hand is raised in Adobe. Oh, this is the old one.
Sorry, I will pull it down. Sorry.
Okay. Pavan, Yanis, Holly, please.
Yeah, I was just going to think, remember at the fair, when we all were in red, We had one big table with lots of stuff on it. Now, if we had a very large table, then we could have things from, or maybe two. It wouldn't then fall to, say, one person from Armenia, but Armenia could be, you know, say, two or three or four displays across a whole area, or two. I don't know. I'm just trying to think out loud, thinking, well, not just Armenia, but maybe sort of two or three tables with different areas on them, which would take the pressure off you and Armenia just to have one table all by yourself. And that's maybe why subregions, which is what Cheryl was talking about, having, you know, an Asian area, an East Asian area, are the far corners of AP Rala, three or four, you know, tables of different parts of the room, so people can go to different parts and see completely different things, but really big sub-region, so it doesn't stand out that there's only one person or something, and that might ease the pressure on you and, for that matter, on Ali.
Yeah, I agree here with you by saying Armenia, I mean the whole region, this part. I know that no one from Azerbaijan will be there as our ALS, and there is no ALS in Georgia. I think this region, I mean that... only one country will be represented there. So that is my concern. If someone there says, why you are not representing the whole region, that may be a challenge. Cheryl?
Thanks, Cheryl, for the record again. Just listening to this conversation and recognizing that often we have to work in one of the meeting rooms, quite often even the ALAC meeting room. We could, without changing the table layout, providing we establish that people can only circulate in the outside of the horseshoe unless they tape up and organise the centre of the horseshoe so it's safe, and we can discuss that with meetings, I'm sure. We could, in fact, have far more static but yet still interactive set of displays. I mean, if we were to cover the tables with some butcher paper and, you know, do a painted red line and take it from region, sub-region to sub-region, and you can imagine, you know, sort of circles or squares featuring, you know, the ALSs and parts of their culture, and people can pick up the little business card things I was thinking of, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, we could even give them the red envelope so they could put their business cardy things in, with the business cardy things being snapshots of all sorts of cultural diversity. So I think rather than depend on the human factor, we could, in fact, encourage all of our humans to network and interact. I just think there's a number of ways to skin this cat, and with some outside of the box thinking, it can be a fun event. Obviously, we'll still have a couple of talks, but they need to be minimised, and a lot more interactivity, I think, is possible. Thanks. Have we lost Irinush?
I don't know.
Sorry, I was muted.
Yeah.
We
worried about.
Okay, Pavan, the floor is yours, and then next, Holly.
Hi there, everyone. Yes, I agree with Cheryl, where I think that the main objective of it is to increase and enhance interactivity, people speaking with each other. I think that would be the main goal of the showcase. One of the ideas which I think we can leverage on is the Chinese New Year would be coming very soon after the week of ICANN meeting. So where Cheryl mentioned about business cards and red envelopes, we could have them in the red packets, which are generally is given out during the Chinese New Year. So I just think it's a good way to combine the events which are going on at the same time as well.
Tony?
I'd like to barrack for the Dikir Bharat performance as well. I mean, have by all means have the tables and everything, but when we saw the YouTube on Dikir Bharat, I'd never seen that before, and I don't think anybody else will have seen that stuff before. And even just to have to start off with maybe Fadi for what, 2 minutes, Steve for one, Alan for one, and then to have something as a performance, which is 10 minutes, and then grade into tables and stuff. But I think I was so taken by a performance I had never seen that before, and even to have somebody explain what that is, and then maybe we can, picking up Pavan's thought, just talk about Chinese New Year as well. I'd like to have something other than just tables, something that is so specially, nobody's seen it before, and it's, you know, it is something that is of the Asia-Pacific region.
I think that Dikir Bharat performance, I heard a couple of people mentioning it, that this is very involving. They can involve others also to dance. So I'm really very keen to have, yes, and we can see, we can have this. We just need to find out how much it is, what is the price, and how long it will take. Kelvin, we probably may ask this to find out. Yeah, I'll come to you. I saw your hand. Sylvia?
Oh, hello, yes. This is Sylvia. Hello, everyone. I just put on the chat a performer, and he is the mother of our colleague, Mary Wong, and she's a Chinese opera singer. So we have listened to her. She's fantastic. So one idea would be to have her perform as well. And we could arrange that and see the pricing. So just one idea. The other idea that I would like, I think it's interesting to have different small tables similar to what we had in the gym, with different, showing the diversity of the region. That, I think, worked out so well because it really showed that the Asia-Pacific is so large and has the islands and the Chinese and the other regions. So I think that would be also a good approach. So what do you think about that?
Thanks, Sylvia. I think we can have a long table, one table, like we had during last showcase, but we put there some gift takeaways. But we can have this type of long table with sub-region, so-called, stuff there. And we can have posters in front of this on the table to be connected with red lines, to show that how they are connected, being different regions, but they are connected, and bring all five or six sub-regions, and people can see actually this connection. I don't know, just... Sharon, please.
Thanks very much, Sharon, for the record. I was just thinking, I think we'll have to work with whatever table configuration we have, but I'm sure we'll be able to manage that if the general concept is fine. I'm very happy with the idea of the Singaporean-based Chinese opera, especially if we can get Mary's mum around. That's brilliant. I actually really enjoy that sort of performance. And I am all for doing something that is a performance, providing we can afford it. We might get mates' rates with Mary's mum, that is local. I am not supportive of having a didgeridoo experience because we're not doing it in Australia.
Oh, God help
or
us.
Or a Dakar, the one from Malaysia. I mean, we are in Singapore. Let's do something that is physically associated with Singapore. The advantage of doing that is we don't have the why not someone else, that we don't have, you know, New Zealanders getting upset because we're not doing Watangi Day. You know what I mean? Let's just, if we're going to do a performance, then let's stick to a local performance. And if we go to Malaysia, then we'll have the clapping and singing and everything else. Thanks.
Okay, Kelvin?
Okay, hi everyone. This is Kelvin here for the record. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I've done a quick check on the cost of having the Dikei Bharata. I heard what Cheryl has said. But just let me go through the cost so that I have an idea. So for about the 10 minutes performance, it's about $800 Singapore, which works out to be about $650. That's about 20 person who will be performing the Dikei Bharata. And of course, I think I'm hearing some interactive element, and we can work with them to see if we can have them after the performance to, you know, teach us how to sing or to dance for another 5 or 10 minutes. But of course, that will increase the cost. Dikei Bharata is also, I think, one of the by the Malay society, and I think Singapore has also has the Dikei Bharata as part of our culture as well, in a way.
So what I hear that we can have this Bharat performance is some kind of joint tradition for Asia part. Am I right, Kelvin?
Well, actually, Singapore has it's made up of different races. We have Malay, Indian, Chinese like myself,
yes,
and Eurasian as well. Yep. So Dikei Bharata, it's representative of the Malay community. So people in Malaysia and Indonesia, of course, we share the same roots in a way. So well, you can say that it's part of Singapore as well, and of course, it's part of
Kelvin. As long as you can sell that part of it. That's Cheryl here. As long as you can sell that part of it, if it is identifiably, in inverted commas, local, so the Singaporean Chinese opera, I'm not listening to it in Beijing, I'd be remembering that it was the Singaporean Chinese opera. If it is the Singaporean-based Malay stuff, then that's fine. But believe me, as soon as we start paying for and showcasing performances in one country that is not local to that country, the world gets really, really complicated really, really quickly.
Point taken.
What I hear, you mean this Dikei Bharata is not Singapore local one, so it may be trouble for others not to see their local performances. Am I right?
Sirinush, if it is local and it sounds like it is good enough, you know, Kelvin can stand up there and explain why it is local, it needs to be, then that's fine. What I'm saying is we don't just do a performance from pick a country that we happen to have nearby because we haven't seen it before. But if this is a performing group and it's got strong cultural ties, and certainly Singapore is a great big melting pot, so from that perspective, you know, as long as you're not having a didgeridoo player, it's probably all right, or a haka. But you see what I mean. It really needs to, performances, in my view, very biased but very strongly held view, need to be demonstrably local.
Okay. Kelvin, any other chances to have specific local performances? We had excellent performances last time, but we need to have the new one, something new.
This is Kelvin here. Well, actually, the appropriate one, it's really the lion dance, which was used the last time. time, so I guess we have to think about something else, because lion dance is also done during the Chinese New Year, so that would be the most appropriate. But other than that, I think the Chinese opera is something that we can explore further, because it really ties with the Chinese New Year, and of course it's local as well.
I think my personal exception of this Dikir Bharat is that this is really local one, and if we can clarify with them, if we add some 10-15 minutes for teachers to teach the audience and people and involve audience to dance, that may be a good option. And to clarify how much will it cost, that will be good. Kelvin, if we can ask you to clarify this stuff, that would be great.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. And yes, if we can, who can clarify Mrs. Wong, this alternate, like Sarah posted there, the cost as well. Heidi, if you know, you have connections, can you clarify the cost for this opera performance?
Yes, sir, Nish. Yeah, we'll, this is Heidi for the record. Yes, we're happy to do that. And we can check into a 10 or 15 minutes show.
Okay, so Kelvin and Heidi will clarify the performances, one for the Dikir Bharat and one for this opera stuff, and come back with the prices. And then we will find out what we want, or maybe if we can afford, we can have both there.
Food and drink very expensive.
I can imagine. I agree, Sarah, we are in Singapore. Holly?
Just a thought that you've got down here that the budget is $1,200. We actually spent a bit more than that, because we got a bit more than that. What I did when I went to APNIC, I went with an APNIC to APNIC with a budget of over $2,000, and Paul said, "Oh, that's fine," and just wrote a check, paid. So I think we do need a budget. We do need to find out what's available, what the costs are, what the costs of food are going to be, and so forth. But once we've got a budget, if it's not really ridiculous, I think we can get sponsors, but we need that information first. So, Sirinush, do you need a little kind of subcommittee or something to just work? Because I've already seen the agenda, which on the screen looks really good. It's just we need to cost all of that out and then go around hunting for money, which I think if we've got a budget and an agenda that looks like this, we should be able to get the money. Thank you.
Holly, I think that Sylvia can help us with the catering part. The last time we were pretty good with drinks and food. It was enough. And we can find out Sylvia, if you can help us to find out what we ordered and how much was the cost of the whole stuff with all drinks and all food there. I need to go back for my documents to see, but if Sylvia, you can help have it. I'm also wondering about having some this related to Chinese New Year, maybe some this red candles, which people were talking. Can someone identify how much they cost and if we order 150 of this?
Cheryl's got a problem with candles. They, for example, couldn't be transported back on most airlines, so no one will be able to bring them home.
Okay.
Red envelope?
Something specific to Lunar New Year, then, other than candles?
Red envelopes work.
Someone local, yeah? Ariel, maybe you can help us.
Paper lanterns work. All sorts of things can work, but you just need to make sure people are allowed to bring them back.
Yes, thank you, Sarah Nush. This is Ariel for the record. Yes, I think a red envelope is a great idea for the Chinese New Year, and there's many ways we can get those envelopes. I checked a Chinese Amazon. It's Amazon for China, and then they sell the envelope at a very cheap price, and we can certainly get a lot of them with no little money. And also, there's some little gadgets we can give out to people symbolizing the new year. And maybe you know next year is the year of goat. And there's some really cute Chinese decorations have the image of goat. And we can purchase that with very little money too. I found some on the Chinese Amazon, and we may consider that too. And I paste the link in the chat. Also, there's other things we can decorate is paper cutouts. They're a very traditional Chinese paper art, and you usually stick on the window. But if we have a table with something to display, we can put those paper cutouts there for display too. So there's a lot of ideas for that.
Sounds like a good idea, Ariel. I saw the pictures. I think we can give take away those tiny things. Can you follow up with the if we can we order some number of this, for example, 200 or 250? How much will it cost, and how we can? For us to get the whole agenda, the budget all together. So this is the initial concern for at the beginning.
Yes, of course. This is Maria for the record. I will follow up on that and do some more research and provide a few options and we can choose.
Right. Okay, thank you. And if you can send this via email to all of us, that would be great.
Pardon? Yes, hi. Yeah, I just had some information. Yannick actually helped to do some research about that red packet, and 200 pieces of them would be around $50.
Oh. Fabulous.
I think not bad if we have 200. For 200, we have $50, I think it doesn't look very bad. Yes, we have Sylvia, thanks for finding the budget for food. The only food we had about $900 spent for food and drinks. Sylvia, if I can ask you to update with the same food, but the current prices for that, that would be great if the staff can help us with identifying.
Cheryl here, Sirinush. With your agenda, I'm going to suggest that rather than have the passing parade of ALSs, because we did do the many faces of AP Rallo, with Maureen's great presentation, and I think that was very well done. Rather than repeat that, I think the time spent in the agenda for that should be now contributed to the beginning of the networking, where we say, look, follow the paper pathway around the sub-regions. You know, pick up the cards, look at the displays, collect. You know, we'll be able to put something together that makes it more interactive, but I don't think we need to do the passing parade of all the ALSs because we've done that, and that I don't think we need to repeat every time. It doesn't mean we don't have a map up. We could display the map on the PowerPoint, you know. We can show our diversity with all those red dots, red points on the map. but I don't think we need to do the passing parade of people again.
I agree, Cheryl, and this long table which we were talking about, this can be substituted by this Itaralo Alexis showcase on the slideshow. So we can have only map on the wall with as PowerPoint, but the rest can be on the table, and we can invite people to visit the tables and get interact with the people. And yes, I agree with Holly here that we need to have this performance after the speakers. I think have all the speeches done, and we have this performance, and then invite to ALS tables, so-called. Do you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, so I think I see no objection for this. So we may start with identifying this budget stuff, and together with this, identifying the who is planning, who from ALS is planning to attend. Then we can go to find out how we can prepare these tables, so how to prepare those posters. Okay, I'm reading Cheryl's note in chat space. So if this is the ALAC room, we can then move to foyer area for performance. That means that we can have also our tables in the foyer area.
Yep.
Okay, so then we'll have more space for people to visit the tables and then have these drinks at the same time. Yes, Heidi, if you can look through Chinese New Year traditional food for the snacks, that would be great. I'm trying also simultaneously read your post in the chat space. So let's start with identifying...
Sorry, Sirinush, my being there, done that, and got the T-shirt was for the quiz. No, we don't need to do another one.
Okay. Yeah, no quiz this time. I think when I was drafting this agenda, I was thinking that the quiz this time may not work because this will be a repetition of what has been done. It worked last time. That was good. Yeah. But this time we should have something else. So let's move forward for now with agenda, with the stuff which is posted in action item for each and every one of us to find out whatever is being asked, find out the prices, and we'll see what... So whenever we have these takeaways... The search done by Ariel, I suppose this is you, who will be sending us the information about decorative gifts or paper cutouts. So, and we will find out which one we would move forward with. Sharon, please.
Thanks, Sarah and Cheryl, for the record. I just wanted to suggest before we wrap this meeting up that we have a small subcommittee, and I'm going to suggest it's Ariel, Maureen, Pavan and myself, and anyone else who wants to line up, maybe Ali. And it's that group that focus on the what happens on the tables, the sub-regional slash regional tables. And that way there's a degree of coordination just focused on that. and we can pick up the slack for ALSs that aren't coming or aren't representing or not responding with ideas. Though I think that needs, it's not going to be a difficult task, but it needs to be a well-coordinated task, so there's a unified plan. So I'd suggest, you know, we all need to think about the general stuff, but I think a subcommittee needs to think about what happens in that sort of interactive table space. Okay?
Cheryl, I think this is a great idea. So I'm just put in the action item, Ariel, Maureen, Cheryl, Pavan are dealing with the table part. So with identifying what we are going to put there, how we're going to coordinate all that stuff. Myself, Sylvia, and Gisela, with Heidi and Kelvin, I think, we will go through the catering and performance part. Is that sounds good? Yes, Ali, where do you want to put yourself?
I think Ali's co-opted into our subcommittee because it gives
yes.
us the spread
I'm happy
across
about
the
it.
Region. Good.
Yes, I agree, Cheryl. So, Ali, you are in action item 8. So you will be responsible also with that team to identify what should be displayed on the table. So, Maureen, related
yep.
to action item 1, or the team working on that, are you going to identify who is planning to attend, or I can send the email to the list and to identify?
Perhaps just send it to the list. It keeps it all, we'll have to do some individual follow-up, but I, Cheryl, here for the record, we should just send it to the list if you want to do that. That's fine, Sirinush.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you say, Cheryl.
Sorry, I've got construction noise now, so no one will hear.
Okay.
I was not able to hear you, what you said the last part. Do you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, Kelvin will be in the subcommittee on entertainment and catering.
Yep.
Yes, please include Kelvin there. And Holly, I think that we also need to work with APTLD and APNIC for the sponsorship.
Yep.
And
yep.
also, Pavan, if you can find out, please, with Asia, if they can also be a sponsor. So we can go back to them when we have specific budget already to ask for specific amount of money. But just for us to know the potential sponsors would be great. Cheryl?
Hi, I just had to come up. Just before the SOAR starts again, I just want to remind you, or perhaps let you know rather than remind you, you may not know, with APNIC, I think we're fine, we just contact Paul, and Holly's already
yep.
established that, that's great, but for APTLD, I would be very doubtful that we will get anything,
yep.
because right now they do not have a general manager, Don has not continued in that role, and until they have a new general manager, the board would be incapable of making such a decision. So rather than ask them, have the board refuse us anything, I would suggest ignore them this time round, and then when they have a new general manager, we remind them about our memorandum and we establish a new relationship with a new general manager. Okay?
Yeah, good point, Cheryl. I just I knew that Don left, and I was supposed that the new general manager will be assigned very soon. But as far as
as an ACDLD member, I am not as confident as you are that there will be a general manager in that role.
Okay, then we will just skip APTLD for this time, for time being, actually, while they have the new general manager there on place. But we have a couple of APTLD, APNIC and .Asia. I think they are quite good and supportive to what APRALO is doing. Yes, APNIC, .Asia, and ICANN support will be there. There was a post about how often we are going to meet. I think that our next meeting in 2 weeks will be our monthly call. So if by that time we can have updates from this action item posted for this, we can have this monthly call on 25th. To provide update to all APRALO members, and then we can meet again with the leadership team for the rest of the stuff which we are doing. Agreement on that part? So I don't hear any objections on this point. I also would like to thank Alan, who joined us for this meeting, and he's in the backstage hearing what APRALO is doing for organizing the showcase. But thanks having you, Alan, with us. Thank you. We are planning to meet for 2 weeks. Heidi, I'm answering to your question. But some groups can decide when they can meet, so they can decide by themselves. So the first subcommittee, Ariel, Ali, Maureen, Cheryl, and Pavan, will coordinate when they want to meet. And the second group, Siranush, Holly, Yuzina, Heidi, Silva, and Kelvin, please add Kelvin's name there. We may, Holly is suggesting to have the meeting now after this call ends for this small subcommittee. Or we can continue through mailing list as well. So is there anything we can discuss for now? Cheryl, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify, I thought Holly was suggesting that the next full committee meeting happen before the monthly APRALO meeting, not that the subcommittee meets after this call. I might be wrong, but that's how I understood Holly.
So our next monthly call is on 25th. If we can meet on 24th, is that okay? If we can have 2 weeks
Cheryl here. I actually think Holly and I were suggesting meet like 30 minutes or an hour before the actual meeting, not take any more days out of our lives, just extend our telephone commitments. So not the day before, literally just before the main meeting.
You mean just before our monthly call, on 25th?
Correct.
Okay, so we can have, we can meet on 4:30 UTC or 4 UTC before, on 25th of November. Okay, if everyone is fine, then our next joint meeting of two committees will be at 4:30 UTC on 25th of November, right before our monthly call. The 30 minutes, we will, two subcommittees will provide updates, and then we will share this with other HRALO members. Okay, Gisela?
Sorry, Siranush, Gisela here, sorry, for the Gisela for the transcript, I was on mute. If we do this 30 minutes before the AP RALO call on the 25th, just to let you know that we do start the dial-outs 5 to 10 minutes ahead of time, and we would need to edit the recording and formally end the this preparation call to then start the AP RALO call. Now, we don't have to hang up or leave the call or anything. Adigo will very kindly do the editing of the recording for us. But please just bear that in mind. So you won't have a full 30 minutes. You'll have people joining the call at about 10 to 5 to the hour.
Okay. Thanks, Gisela, for this notification. I think that not many people, except those who will be already on the call, will ask for additional dialogue. But we'll deal with that.
Perfect. Sorry. We'll sort, to make it
yeah, we'll sort this
thank
out.
Thank you, Siranush.
As Siranush was dropped, would Ali like to wrap up the meeting? And I'll just type and say, Ali is now going to wrap up the meeting and there's no real need to call her back, or you can try calling her back, but we'll see. Ali, over to you.
Cheryl.
Yep.
So we're just dialing out to Siranush now.
Yes, Siranush.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
That's fine. Ali, you've got it until she comes back.
I think we are already done, just to wrap up right now. I think Siranush is typing something here. I can see her typing something.
I'm back again. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. So thanks for calling me back. I think that the second subcommittee with myself and Holly Gare will be working on on entertainment and catering, and the first group will be working on displays, and also Ariel and Pavan are will be providing the stuff for takeaway. Is that what we agreed? Hello, can you hear me? Yes, you can hear
yes,
me.
Yes, we hear you, sir.
Okay, good. So that's what we have decided, and let's work through mailing list, and we'll come back to all the stuff. I thank everyone for joining this call and for your active participation, and once again, I'm sure that a Kerala showcase will be the best.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Okay, bye. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you to all.
All good.
Bye.
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 Bye,
everyone.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.